from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fran, you hear this song? Same one, every day, 5 o'clock.
Every day.
Yep. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack. Find a location at chickiesandpetes.com. Let's do everybody's favorite segment of the WIP Afternoon Show.
So every Friday, we've been doing the Memory Bank. And as always, the Memory Bank this entire time has been sponsored by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at-bat. Mm-hmm. And last week, we concluded the top 20 moments in Citizens Bank Park history.
Yep.
But with it being the final kind of cherry on top, is it's Alumni Weekend. And they're honoring the 20th anniversary of Citizens Bank Park all weekend. And
Chooch tonight, I believe, right?
Chooch tonight.
Yeah.
Love Chooch. Love Chooch. Yeah. He was here for Hamels night. He came back for tonight.
Why
so
we do something on Chooch today?
What?
Why did we should have done it in relation to Chooch today?
Because people don't respect Chooch enough. That's what it is.
Chooch might be the most universally beloved Philly of the last 40 years. Like, nobody dislikes Chooch.
I agree.
Some people don't like Gottlieb. Nobody dislikes Chooch.
He was the best. He was the best. So what I have for you tonight to close this whole thing out is we're finally going to rank the top five moments at Citizens Bank Park.
Okay.
Starting with number five, a trip back to 2008, where I think we realized this team might be different.
Sabathia with a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a drive. Down the left field line. Braun going back.
Come on,
he looks up, and it is gone!
Yes!
Grand slam, Victorino!
Oh, my!
Phillies lead here in the second. 5-1.
A 1-2 pitch. Oh, is that huge.
By the way, another universally beloved Philly in Shane.
Yeah.
Victorino.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something about the good players that are not quite the star players that sit in that area where you only really have good memories about them, you know?
Yeah.
Victorino, one of those guys.
He was one of those guys for sure. And obviously off CC, it was like, all right, this team might be different, which is great. Number four, I know we played it last week, but it has to be in there because it was an unbelievable moment. And before some of the other calls on here, I think Scott Fransky's best call.
Oh,
swing and a drive, right center field. This one is falling. It's a base hit. It'll go up the alley. Rutland will score. Ruiz around third. He is being waved home. The Phillies have won the ball game. Ruiz slides. Rollins has won it. They stream out of the dugout.
Yeah.
Rollins.
I love happy LA.
Yeah. Better.
Yep.
Nothing better.
Yeah, playoff LA, there's no boundaries.
Yeah, playoff LA is different. Playoff LA is certainly different.
Yeah, we got an upset LA on Wednesday.
We did.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yep.
But
sure.
But to his credit, that night, Harper hustled out the double play ball.
Yep.
Started playing a little differently.
Yes.
So I think they heard.
I love it. By the way, last night there was another Harper hustle play, I think, right? It was last night when he got to second base.
Yeah. It was aggressive. Yeah. I don't know how smart of a baseball play it was, but whatever. It worked. It's the third best moment in Citizens Bank Park history was when Roy Halladay, I think, made his playoff debut in a pretty good way.
Pretty good.
Just about a quarter to eight, October the 6th, 2010, the first postseason game for Roy Halladay. He winds the 0-2. Swing and a dribbler out in front of the plate. Ruiz out to get it. The throw from his knees. It's in time, and it's a no-hitter. Unbelievable. Ruiz and Halladay embrace, and the Phillies again celebrate around Roy Halladay. 4-0. It's the second no-hitter in Major League postseason history here tonight at Citizens Bank Park.
That's a pretty good one.
It's one of the greatest games I've ever seen pitched, if not the greatest game. You could tell right away this stuff was like
that. Yeah, it was better than his perfect game.
And I'd like to thank my wife, Valerie, for giving away the tickets we had to that game to her brother.
Yes.
So we could watch the game on her parents' couch instead of being at Roy Halladay's playoff no-hitter.
Oh, that's better than getting tossed.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Not being allowed in.
Yep. Yeah. It's a good point.
That's still one of the.
Oh yeah. Was that the one you weren't allowed
yes.
in? Because you had Phillies gear on.
Yes, yeah. And Reds.
And Reds.
Yes.
Gear.
Yes. that entire year from Roy Halladay to me, it still just goes down as one of the most memorable seasons from an individual player. Mm-hmm. Since I've been here, like I know there's been some in the past, but since I've been here, you know, as far as an individual year, and in his first year here,
yeah, I mean, it was him and T.O. as like the gold standard.
And honestly,
of living up to the bill,
I think his year was better.
It was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I know what T.O. did, the broken leg, us to the Super Bowl. I get it, but man, watching that dude pitch every fourth day, every fifth day was.
It was
special.
We got to watch greatness every fifth day.
Yeah.
He was an animal, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just completely obsessed with
still
being great.
He still leads Major League Baseball in complete games since 2009.
Yeah. He hasn't pitched in a decade.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, no one throws complete games anymore, but it's still crazy.
Yeah. It's awesome. And Doc was the best. So the second best moment in Citizens Bank Park history, if it wasn't for... You know, winning a World Series, I think this would be number one. Our guy had his moment.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive, left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone.
Yes! Yes!
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason, and he may never hit a bigger one.
Come on, Spike.
I can't believe you didn't have that as number one. I'm stunned. It's not number one.
I know. If it was Jack's ranking,
yeah.
It's Pivetta's complete game against the Reds.
I'm stunned that it's not number one, and I'm also stunned that you don't think that is Scott's best call.
What? Oh, it is Scott's best call.
I meant before Bedlam at the Bank.
Oh, okay.
I thought the J-Roll walk-off was always the
goal standard. Got it. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, yep. I just remember being at home. I don't know how many times I said, oh, my bleeping goodness.
I know.
This bleeping guy just sent us to the World Series.
And it was so funny being in the ballpark because so I was there for the – I thought the Hoskins bat spike was, like, louder.
Right.
I think the Harper home run was just like, are you kidding? Like,
yeah.
Everyone was just kind of speechless at the same time.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
I'll be on – whoa. What are we doing, Francisco? What's this guy doing over here?
Didn't that happen yesterday at the exact same time?
Did it?
Well, I remember you guys peaked on my drive.
No. Well, Dave had to leave, so
everything fell apart.
Yeah. Who the hell told Breitmeyer to leave early?
Well, he had to do the
Eagles pregame.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Watching that home run, the true feeling I had
Yeah.
Was jealousy.
Because you weren't.
Because
down
I
was that the moment you said I gotta go home?
No. Yeah, I just bided my time for 2 years. Yeah. But I was jealous.
Yeah.
You know, like I was jealous that you guys got to experience it and I didn't. Man. And that was what I was like. I was like, these MFers.
I leave.
World Series. Then you ended up in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Well,
and also, Lakin.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
What are you guys? You giving them a Super Bowl and a World Series?
He walked into a good situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Lake Sanity.
Yep.
But actually, what's funny is Seltz and I were doing post game of that game. Obviously, we're freaking out. Like, what a moment! What a guy! Howard really summed up the moment. They really understood the assignment. He comes on, and I'm like, Howard, like biggest home run in Philly's history. George Vukovich in 1980. It's like, dude, would you just say it was a big home run? Oh, my. It was.
Well, you got to know who you're dealing with. Man.
Exactly. Yeah, true like, king fashion.
I was like, maybe we'll get a sentimental Howard tonight. No, it wasn't as big as Schmidt hit one in 81.
To be quite honest with you, I would have. Was he there with you physically?
Well, yeah. He stopped by the booth and was like, oh, man, Howard, what a moment.
I'd have given him a thanks, but no thanks for that. No offense.
No offense. We're good.
There are times you want him, times you don't. You know,
you got no one to hold him. Got no one to fold him.
Yep. You know. So that might have been a time when you were like, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. All right. And number one, never a doubt. HK finally, after again 1980, not being able to have a World Series call. 93 came up short. He got his moment, and he was able to call the Phillies finally winning a World Series.
Fans on their feet. Rally towels are being waved. Brad Lidge stretches. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball.
You know, he finally got the moment, and the call lived up to the moment.
Yep.
Like, he is, you know, one of the greatest of all time. And it's a big moment. And you got to play it in your head and say what you're going to say, but then also deliver it in an emotional and honest way. And I thought HK nailed it.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah. And I did. I've told this story, right, of me interviewing him the next year at spring training with a machine that we knew did not work. So we were working for WYSP. They sent us to spring training. I was walking around interviewing people, but Chris, our marketing director, who they sent me down with, we realized right before all the interviews that the unit that we had recording people just didn't work. And we were too embarrassed to tell the Phillies, so I just lied about doing all the interviews.
Wow.
We did all the interviews.
You just didn't record them.
Just didn't record them because we couldn't.
Right.
So I ended up talking to Harry Callis. It was amazing. I asked him a bunch of ridiculous questions. It was it was the year after the World Series, and then unfortunately he passed away a few weeks later. But I can take it. For me, it was a great interview.
Okay. Is that when you asked him?
We trust you.
What'd you ask him the...
I asked him who would win a fighter, a bear or a shark.
Such a ridiculous question.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous question.
Well, that's who I was. I was a rock radio guy.
Might be a Twitter poll.
Yeah, well, you want to throw it up there? Who would win a fight, bear and a shark?
Depends on who has home field advantage.
Well, that's the... We'll get to this in a second. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. I always say it's in space. So, do you know what
space.
It means?
Yeah.
In space.
Put it on neutral site.
Yes. What do you think?
I'm going with the bear in space.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, a bear would kill a shark.
Well, so I've been through this argument a lot of times.
I can tell.
The reason I end up with shark... is because I feel like one shark bite ends the fight.
No.
A big shark bite ends the fight.
A big grizzly bear?
Yeah, but the grizzly bear's got
it. He takes a shark bite with no problem.
You think?
Yes.
With his head's in the shark's stomach. I don't know that that's going to happen.
Well, they're not that strong.
He bites his head off. Yeah, I guess he wouldn't.
No, that's what I'm saying. All it takes is one. All right.
Hold on. You see how many stabs that bear took in, what's the movie that Leo was in?
Oh, in the Revenant.
Yeah, that great fight scene.
And but Leo beat the bear for
God's
sake.
Well, I mean, he stabs the dead team.
Well, I'm just saying, I would take the shark over Leo.
Not on land.
And I think the other one I asked him, yes, while we're at it, is who would win a fight? The same man, but one has no arms and one has no legs. So who wins the fight, a man with no arms versus a man with no legs?
I got to go with the man with no legs.
Yeah, I think so, too, because he grips on
him. I can do the arms,
but the guy with the legs.
The guy with no arms, though, man, what is he doing?
You run away? Run in, kick him in the head, run away?
You got to be awfully skilled with no arms,
I'm just saying, Jack, who wins a fight, man with no arms versus man and with no legs?
Do the man with no legs.
That's what you think. But the man with no legs can get away.
Well, that's not technically winning the fight.
No, but I'm saying he gets in, kick him in the head, get out. I never settled on an answer for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying who I would rather be in that fight.
Is the guy with no legs.
Yes, I'd rather be the guy with no legs.
Not run
no
around.
Arms. Yeah, what am I doing with no arms?
I don't know. Kick a guy. Run away.
Yeah, but you can't balance yourself enough to kick the guy, I wouldn't think.
Well, I would think if you grew up with no arms, you'd figure it out. You'd be better at it.
I mean, Jim Abbott did throw a no-hitter.
What's that?
Jim Abbott threw a no-hitter.
Yeah, but he had
not
one
with
arm.
No arms.
Yes, he had an arm, and he had a half of an arm on the other arm. I think. So, yeah,
it was the hand, not the arm, man.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shout the home team and support local business. Mark's Jewelers, locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Marks-Jewelers.com. We will get to you. Did you post the new poll yet?
I was so amazed by that Jim Abbott thing. Everybody was when it first happened.
Oh, yes. It's crazy.
And then it was like, all right, Jim Abbott's pitching.
Yeah, you know, no big deal. Just a guy with one arm pitching. Who should the Eagles' backup QB this season? 69% say Tanner McKee. And do you believe the Phils are back? 54% say yes. 46% say no. 215-592-9494. Gary and Vineland. Gary and Vineland. Gary and Vineland, you're on WIP. Yeah.
Will this be a cocaine bear?
I don't know if it's a cocaine bear. I don't. I didn't specify. I say grizzly bear versus great white shark.
I take the bear.
Okay. All right.
More agile. Come on.
Yeah, but less powerful.
I don't know, man. They're pretty strong.
And great white shark. Yeah. I mean, let me ask you this. All right, last thing, Gary. Then we'll go on to your Phillies point. What would you rather fight? Like, what do you think you would have a better chance against, the shark or the bear?
In space or on land?
In space.
I'll take the shark.
In space.
I don't know, man. I think I can outmaneuver the shark. He's only going forward.
Doesn't have any feet, Spike.
Well,
no legs, no feet. Arms either. I mean, you got fins.
He's running around, man. I'm backing him up.
They're the kings of the sea.
Well, that's what I said. I wouldn't fight them in the sea. Yeah, they win that fight.
Space is closer to the sea than it is to land.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I'm having truck meet.
All right. What do you think the Phils are back, Gary?
Yeah, but first I want to say, Jack, you let me down because Caviar won yesterday. I mean, Jack leaves and all of a sudden Bougie Caviar wins.
Oh, you had a different answer yesterday.
I had the Cowboys. Come on.
Oh, yeah, you were pandering.
That was a great answer, though.
It's thirsty.
I was not pandering. I hate the Cowboys.
What's overrated, yeah.
It's what's overrated, not who do you hate.
but they're overrated. Anyhow.
No, you're right. It was a great answer. It was a great answer.
It was a great answer. You came very close. Caviar won.
One more question from yesterday.
All right.
Now, we added an amendment to the Bill of Spike for remotes, and in this amendment, will it have the song that you're willing to sing?
Oh, the song that I'm willing to sing if you come up and ask?
Yeah.
I'll think about it. You know, that lady got the best of me.
She did.
Oh, man.
She's still living rent-free in your head.
Yeah, she's in my head.
Because it's anarchy. There's no Bill of Spike for remotes.
Well, that's why they should have listened to Jack's five worst people at a remote. Please add in lady who insists we play music.
Yeah, mad that we're there.
Yeah.
Usually we don't get that at remotes. Like, furious that we're there.
Yeah, she did not. And, you know, Gary, you couldn't see it, but when I told her I was on the radio, she just mocked me in like a, if she was talking out loud, she would have gone, "Oh, I'm on the radio." Like that's the
emotion. That is like the worst to get back.
Yep.
The baby voice.
Yep. This 70-year-old lady's like, "Oh, you're on the radio.
Really, you're on the radio special." I was like dealing with Twitter trolls in real life.
Yeah, she got the best of me. She got the best of me.
Yeah. I bartended for several years. I've seen that lady.
So Phil's back or Phil's not back?
The curse of Bell is gone at the bank. They're back, man. They're back. I just think the team's too good. They got too many grown-ups in that clubhouse. Like I can't see them losing like they were. I think they're definitely back.
They just need a little bit of a breakthrough. They need a little bit of a breakthrough, and they got it.
Grand Slam. What else do you need?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it feels good, but I will say winning the Dodgers series felt good, and then following it up with the Diamondbacks win felt really good. It felt back at that moment. So I'm going to officially put, I know Ike said a couple weeks. For me, here's what it is. Win the National Series, win the Braves series, I'm good. I'm good. I believe that we are in, if they do those two things, I believe that we're in normal Phillies land once again. But I got to see, because really, they sweep the Nationals and they lose 2 of 3 to the Braves. I'm going to be right back where I started. So it really comes down to that Braves.
They lose games on the road in Atlanta?
2 out of 3. Are you pre-making excuses for the Phillies?
That's a tough spot, Spike. Desperate Braves team in Atlanta?
How many Braves players do they have to lose before we can be better than them?
Well, listen, they'll get there.
Okay.
Just saying. Right.
Hey, Gary, give us your go-to blonde.
I'm gonna keep it in sports. A +3 handicap, drives over 300 yards, Paige Surratt. If you don't know, look it up.
It's a pretty big answer.
Paige Surratt?
Is her name Spiranek? Yeah. I know I have. Thank you for the call, Gary. I know I have seen her.
Yeah.
I just don't remember. You know.
You'll remember if you look.
I'm just saying, women golfers, man.
Yeah.
Well.
Do you want to comment further, Ike?
Nope.
Okay.
Because I would say Annika Sorenstam.
Oh yeah.
She wasn't sexy.
Oh, you know what?
No one's a winner.
No one's gone.
Maria Sharapova.
I mean, it's not golf, but no one's gone Anna Kournikova.
Oh, she used to be a
goat level.
Yeah, back goat in the level. Day, yeah.
Never won one tournament.
What the hell she's up to?
Never won. Didn't she? She married a hockey player.
Oh, did she? Okay.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, okay. She married a hockey player.
She was tennis, though, right?
She was tennis.
Yeah. She was tennis.
Never won any tournament.
Sharapova versus Kournikova.
Kournikova.
Kournikova. That was a big debate growing up.
Kournikova. Yeah. Kournikova. All right, coming up next, there is going to be a movie about John Madden. And you will never guess who is going to play John Madden.
It's an awful choice.
It is stunning. I think it'll be a good choice.
There's no way.
I'm going to try to guess who it's going to be.
They're going to make it's going to be.
I have no idea.
Okay. You don't want to guess on the air.
No, I'm going to wait until we come back.
Okay, you wait. Okay. Yeah. So that is next.
They're going to make a mockery of John Madden.
No, never. Not with this gentleman. Or woman.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's a man.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show. It's actually going to be Charlize Theron.
What?
Yeah. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. And we are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Book your fantasy football party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles.
Hey, get my neck roll. Now, I know about tackling, and you can tackle your game day menu this Eagles season with the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles from Dietz & Watson. Fire up that grill at the tailgate with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages in bold flavors like jalapeno cheddar and bacon cheddar. Sandwiches are always better with freshly sliced meats and artisan cheeses from Dietz & Watson. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.